Rogan babbled out a veritable deluge of words.
"We fall down, he girt all his stirs on it, and grabbed he object, there were he girt monster serpent, and he snowy white giant, I runned away very fast afore they eat it, I."
Rogan threw himself face down on the blankets, wrapping it round his head as an indication that he would speak no more to any beast. Formo Lerm took Bickle on his lap.
"Yer, he'm a silly old feller, bain't he? You, my good child, tell I about he little door in he oak tree."
Bickle dipped a paw in the strawberry cordial and did a scrawl upon the floor near the hearth.
"Me think dat was written on a door."
The squiddle babe's markings were hard to decipher. B-O-K-A-L. The gaps in between the letters were filled in with Bickle's fanciful swirls. Erm studied it, scratching his chin.
"Looks like he worm wriggled to eye."
Malbon, however, grew quite excited. She turned to Criculus.
"Can you see what it looks like?"
The ancient shrew peered at it and shrugged.
"I'm afraid not. Should I know?"
Without replying, Malbon took a charred twig from the hearth and wrote underneath Bickle's attempt the word Brochol. She compared the word to the letters the Dibbon had made.
"See, there's the B, an O, a K, an A, and one of the L's. It's Brock Hall. Sure as the fur on your face, they found Brock Hall."
Mem Flackery busied herself, wrapping both Dibbons in their blankets, ready to be carried up to the dormitories.
"What in the name of my aunt's pinafore is Brock Hall, what?"
Malbon explained patiently.
"Brock Hall was once the home of badgers, but it was used by Redwallers before the abbey was ever built. It was so long ago that the exact location of the place has been lost. Criculus and I read of it in some old gatehouse records. We've been researching it, trying to find out more about Brock Hall. It's a vitally important part of our abbey's early history. Now the Dibbons have stumbled upon it purely by accident. Who knows what we might find inside that ancient place?"
Mem twitched her long ears fussily.
"Indeed, great monster serpents and snowy white giants, if Ruggum's to be believed, what?"
Formal Erm brandished the jet-studded gold paw ring.
"Arr, and girt wonderful treasures like this in mayhap."
All eyes were fixed on this paw ring. It glinted in the firelight. Gooch the Squiddlecook gave voice to what they were all thinking.
"A store of hidden jewels and gold? 'Twould be a treasure hunt."
Sister Vernal, normally a shy, austere mouse, leapt up crying.
"A treasure hunt! That's for me! When do we start?"
This ends Disc 1.